It is Memorial Day weekend, and we celebrate. It's more than just a long weekend and an extra day off, and it is a time of remembrance. And I want to share a few things with us this morning. Abraham Lincoln said, "A nation that does not honor its heroes will not endure long." And that's what this day is. That's what we're doing this morning. We want to remember and honor those who have given their lives for our freedom. The Bible tells us in John chapter 15 and verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And there have been many men and women that have laid down their lives for us. And so we want to remember them. We don't know them all, but we owe them all. And General Patton, he said this. He said, "It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men and women who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men lived." That's what we want to do this morning. We want to remember them. We want to thank God that such men and women have lived to give us this opportunity of freedom that we have this morning. Before we pray this morning, we've got these flags here, and they look pretty setting up here, but we got them to just something for each one of us to take one. And amen, this morning, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to thank God that such men and women lived as we remember them. So I'd ask you, if you will, this morning, for just a minute, I want you just to bow your heads in a moment of silent remembrance, and then we're gonna pray again. So let's just bow in a moment of silence. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning that we live, Father, in the greatest country and land upon this earth. We thank you that there have been those that have gone before us that, Father, have paid a great, great cost to ensure our freedom, and that we're able to come even this morning and worship freely. We thank you for that, and we pray that you would just touch, Father, these families. There's those this morning that, Father, that they know the depth of this loss, Father, because it's very personal to them. And we pray that you would comfort them in this hour. And Father, we just want to be thankful for the blessings of these men and women and all that they've done. And we just ask you to help us that not just this day that we'll remember them, that Father, they are heroes to us, and we thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know. I'm unworthy. to praise him for what he sees. He's been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where he brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
Much to thank him for. Amen. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for the Word of God and for this time that we have, and we ask you to help us, Father, that we might be an able minister of the Word of God, that you'd speak to us, and Father, that you'll just minister to every heart, every need, and have your way, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. We preached last week about impact. And we looked in the book of James chapter 3 and verse 15, and we saw three things there that impact us in this life more than we'd like to admit. And that was the world, the flesh, and the devil. This morning I want to move from the negative to the positive of what impacts our lives. Our text verse speaks of conforming to this world, and that is a negative. This is the influence we spoke of last week, that the flesh, the world, and the devil, that they want to have over us. But our verse says, be transformed. Be transformed. The direction is to put on another form. Before we were saved, we had on the form of this world. That's how we live. But he said, we're to change directions, to put on another form. Not to put on this world, but to put on Christianity. We have Christ, and so we put on another form. And so this word, it properly means and speaks of the external, but as we see from this particular verse, the apostle uses it, and the next thing he says is the transforming, he says, renewing of our mind. And so he takes it from more than, a lot more than just the external to the internal. I mean, to the heart and to the way that our heart is. It's a changing of the whole man. We don't want to cherish a spirit that's devoted to this world and the things of this world, but amen. But we want to cultivate a spirit that is attached to God and His kingdom and His cause. And so, to do this, we need to be influenced or impacted by some other things besides the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the first thing I want to mention is we need to be impacted by faith. Faith's example. That is, in Hebrews 13 and 7, we hear these words, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." I pray that God help us to find men and women that are examples for us to follow that will help us to grow our faith. There's probably some folks that you could name, that you could mention, that have been an example, maybe a mentor to you, to follow in their steps, and that's made a difference in your Christian life, that's influenced the way that you've lived and walked and how you've progressed through this life. Hebrews 6 and 12 tells us that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith, we follow their example. We see how others have walked, those that we follow, how they've walked in their life when they've met with difficulty and obstacles, and we see their faith. We look and see in Hebrews chapter number 11, and we read down the testimony of those heroes of faith. And he said, we follow after them. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 says, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now, Elijah told Elisha that you've asked a hard thing. You've asked a hard thing. What he was letting him know was, I can't give you what you're asking for. But he said, if you stay with me, I mean, I'm paraphrasing it, but if you stay with me, if you see me when I'm taken away, when I depart, amen, it'll be even as you have requested. Boy, Elisha, he was staying with him, and he did. He stayed with Elijah, and he saw the chariot, the whirlwind that came and that took him away. And Elisha and Elijah will be connected forever. You see, Elisha followed close by and desired to have that double portion of what his mentor had. He saw the life and the example of Elijah, and he desired to have that same impact and that same direction in his life. And that's what he said, I want a double portion. And amen, God granted his request. He followed close by, and there's those that, amen, we can follow close by that God has put in our way that we can observe and we can see and we can follow their example. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 7 says, for yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Paul said, you know how that you ought to follow us. Why could he say that? Because you know who Paul followed? Amen. He followed Christ. And so he said, you've seen it. He was an example. And we have those examples that have impacted our lives. I know for me, there's some example. There's some men and women of faith that have impacted my life. And some things along the way that have just stuck with me that I've never forgotten. And so we have the impact of faith's example, those that follow after faith. Secondly, we have the impact, we should be impacted and influenced by Jesus' example. Amen. By Jesus, His example. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19, and He saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. Jesus said, follow me. Come after me. Receive my teachings, my doctrines. Imitate me in my conduct in every respect, in every area of your life. He said, follow me to be my disciples. Now, one thing about it that we can notice throughout Scripture, when God called men, it was most of the time just with few words and a very solemn voice. He said, follow me. Follow me. Matthew 9 and 9, and Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Follow me. Matthew 16 and 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Follow me. To take up the cross and follow Jesus. We have his example. I'm amazed today at how many people in this world follow what the world calls stars, whether it be in sports or Hollywood or whatever, and folks just, whatever they, you know, they wield so much influence because they sing or they play ball or they act, and amen. God help us. Jesus gave us an example. Follow Him. Follow His example. We should be impacted by the life of Christ. Thirdly, we should be impacted by the Spirit. I mean, Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now the Bible says that if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you know what I know? I know that in my Christian life, there's been times that I was not walking in the Spirit. Why? Because I fulfilled the lust of the flesh. Because I did what the flesh wanted to do. And I didn't follow what God said. I mean, we all, every once in a while, we get like Jonah and we just go the other way. I mentioned it the other day. Well, I know what God said, but the flesh and the Spirit, there's a battle. We mentioned it goes on. And we need to be led by the Spirit. Galatians 5 and 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Psalms chapter 25, verse number 4 says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. All the day. Walking in the Spirit. Letting the Spirit of God impact our daily walk. Now, how do we do that? How do we walk in the Spirit? Well, we yield ourselves to the Spirit and we walk day by day, step by step, by trial and error, if we can put it that way. I mean, you say, well, boy, they just ought to be just, you know, they, a magic, you know, some magic potion and we can sprinkle it on folks or they can come and they get, and they'll just, boy, they'll just know all of them. No, we just, what we have to do is just daily, we just have to ask God to help us and to lean on Him and to walk in the Spirit. Is that not how that we learn to walk physically? That's how it happened. Because what is walking? Walking is putting one foot in front of the other. Now, in my study, I came across this little example, and it said, you may have heard about the not-kneed girl. One knee said to the other, if you let me buy this time, I'll let you buy next time. And see, that's walking. That's learning to walk. Putting one foot in front of the other. When we taught our children to walk, how did we teach them? We didn't set them down and give them a lecture. I don't know, somebody probably wrote a book on how to walk. But amen, I can promise you, amen, we didn't give them a book. You need to read this. We didn't even give them a picture book, you know, to look at. They just lived. And day by day, they started pulling up. And amen, they'd stand a little bit. Then they'd start walking down the couch. Maybe they'd walk close to something else and they'd turn loose of one thing and get a hold of another. And they'd go around. Next thing you know, One day we was there and they turned loose and they struck out on their own. And they didn't make it very far and they fell down. But they got back up. And they began, and in a few days and weeks, we couldn't keep up with them. Because they was walking, going. And still every once in a while they stumble and fall. And amen. How do we learn to walk in the Spirit? Amen. The same way. We grow into walking into the Spirit. I mean, to walk in the Spirit. It's not some one-time emotional experience that happens to you and poop, that's it. You got it for the rest of your life. I mean, we're to be filled with the Spirit day by day. You know, I've told y'all before of the little camp that we, village that we went to, you know, where they used to go through and they got the cabins and they doing different things, kind of like what's over in, I guess it's still over in Westfield, Georgia, but this one was up in Tennessee and had that bucket that they had a rope on it and they had the leverage pole, you know, drop it down in there. Boy, you'd pull down here and it pick that bucket of water up and you'd come up that bucket of water and drop it down there in that well and you get that bucket slam full and you'd pull it up and of course, because it was a display and everything, they had couple of big holes drilled inside the bucket. And so by the time you got the bucket to the top, the last bit of the water was running out. And amen, when I saw that, it just hit me. And I told him, I said, that right there is a Baptist bucket. I said, what? I said, a Baptist bucket. But you know, I could have just as easily said, that's a Christian bucket. Because what happens... Amen. Well, amen. It's full when it leaves it's full when it leaves that well. But amen, we got a lot of holes and things run out. It don't keep real good. That's why he tells us to be filled with the Spirit. Day by day, every day, we need God to fill us. As he fills us with the Spirit, as we walk in the Spirit, as we yield to the Spirit, amen, we ask God continually, day by day, to direct me and to help me. Amen. And we grow and we learn. And when we mess it up, when we fall down, you know what? I'm probably worse than anybody in here because my balance is terrible, but I still stumble and fall over things. I mean, at times somebody would see me walking, they'd say, I think he's drunk. Because I was walking, I had to catch on to onto the wall or something over here, you know, and bounce off one side and get off, you know. We went fishing last weekend, me and Cody, on Thursday evening, and then Friday, first thing Friday morning, boy, I stepped over in the boat, and I don't know what I stumbled over, but buddy, I tore a big old hunk right there off my shin. Boy, that felt good. It still hurt because I'm stumbling and falling, and you know what? Sometimes we stumble spiritually and we fall around and it hurts. God help us to yield ourselves to the Spirit and be impacted by the Spirit, because if we're led of the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of this flesh. Amen. And so to be impacted by the Spirit, amen. But fourthly, we need to be and we should be impacted, influenced by the Word of God. By the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 15 tells us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. And what a word it is. The word of truth, to be impacted, to be influenced by the word of God. I'll be honest with you. Through the years of preaching and pastoring, I've sat down and I've talked to some folks and they've asked me about some things and they was talking about things and questioning some things. And Brother Robert, I've had to shake my head and wonder if they had heard anything that had been preached over the last 10, 15 years. Not just my preaching. The Word of God. Study to show thyself approved. Looking at the Word of God. It's not about me and it's not about you. God has given us His Word. Amen. To be an influence and an impact upon our lives. And amen, I didn't write it. Holy men of God, as they were moved by the Spirit, amen, they wrote down it's the very word of God. But yet, we try to look for loopholes and ways around. Many have tried, you know, they take the Bible and they just kind of make up their own version. Because, you know, as long as they agree with what it says, they'll go on. But if they don't, they'll change it a little bit. Thing about that is it's already settled in heaven. God knows what it says. God knows what it says. But God's Word, Jeremiah 23 and 29, He said, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces?" The Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That's the Word of God. That's the work that the Word of God does on the hearts and lives of men, women, boys and girls in this world. He speaks to our heart. And amen, if we'll yield and listen, amen, God can change our hearts and our lives by His very Word. The book of Psalms tells us in Psalms 119 and 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What does that mean? It means exactly what it says. And every one of us can relate, because the lights have went out and we've had to get the flashlight. Maybe we needed to go outside. Maybe the electricity just went off in the house at nighttime and boy, it got dark and we had to find a light to light our path to make sure somebody didn't leave a vacuum cleaner sitting out in the middle of the hall and we just run over that thing. A light. What's it do? It helps us to see. We get a light and we shine it in the dark when we're outside and we shine it on our path so we know where to put our feet. It helps us to ward off the things of the darkness. And that's what the Word of God, He says, it's that light, it's that lamp. It lights our way. And so we should be impacted and influenced mightily by the Word of God. Even when we find that things are disappointing and hurting and we get discouraged. Jeremiah did, he got discouraged. Jeremiah's ministry wasn't very popular. They didn't like what he said. Didn't like how he preached. He must not have been a good preacher. Well, he'd done just what God wanted him to do. Amen. You know what? Noah had a building project. Wasn't very popular, was it? He couldn't get nobody to help him. I mean, if he had any help, I mean, he hired it out. Because I didn't nobody want to take part in what he was doing, not on the faith side of things. Anyway, it wasn't very popular, but you know what he did? He just kept on building. He kept on building. But see, being influenced by the Word of God, because Jeremiah, though his ministry was unpopular, and though he got to a place where he said, he even questioned God, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but what do we even do? Does it even matter? And he said this in Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name." He said, "I'm not going to do it no more." With everything that's happened, these folks don't care. They don't listen. It don't do no good. All it does is just bring me heartache. And he said, "I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just sit down right here and, amen, I'm just going to watch them. I'm going to just watch them go to hell. I'm not going to speak anymore. But you know what? But. He said, but. But His word was in mine heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. He got discouraged, and he sat down. He said, I'm done. And I don't know exactly how long he sat there, but amen, he wasn't comfortable from the time he sat down. The old saying, you know, that I always grew up with was, like a worm in an ant bed. Oh, he is a wiggling around. He was a moving. Because why? He was discouraged and disheartened, and he had an unpopular ministry. Amen. When he sat down, he knew what God had said, and God's word was in him. And it was in him so much that he said, it's like a fire that shut up in my bones. And he said, I could not stay. He had to get up. He had to go tell somebody. Amen. I pray that this morning that our influence, the things that influence our life, the thing that impacts our life, is we are looking. We've got some men and women that's helped us and helping us. We've got some heroes of faith. We've got the example of Jesus that we read and we see His mode of conduct in His life. We've got His example and we follow Him. We've got the Spirit. We're filled with the Spirit of God, and we walk in the Spirit day by day to be led of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And we've got the blessed Word of God that we take and we can read. And all of these things so impacts us and so influences us that even when we get discouraged, and even sometimes when we think, well, you know what? I think I'm going to just sit down and just quit. There's something about it that we can't. Because there's a fire that's burning. Because we've been impacted by God, by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, by the men and women of God. And we realize that no matter what happens, no matter what everybody else does, we can say with Joshua, I don't know what y'all going to do, but he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If you'll stand with us this morning, ask if you will just to bow your head this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. Impact. What kind of things are impacting our lives? Last week we looked at the negative side. This week we looked at the positive side. And I pray that the things of God are impacting our lives, that it's real, and that God puts within us a fire that won't let us sit down, it won't let us stop. This morning, while we wait just a minute, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning, if you have a need, while we wait, I pray that you come this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, Father, that you have given us such things to impact and influence and direct our life that we can follow you. And Father, we can walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And we can please you in doing so. We thank you this morning. Ask you to touch our hearts, to keep us, to help us. And just minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.